For many senior Conservatives, the European Court of Human Rights has been an irritating political itch they've longed to scratch. Michael Howard set out his own plans almost a decade ago, David Cameron a few years later. But the ideas fell victim to the Tories' failure to secure an overall majority. They return now with the promise of being implemented if the Conservatives win outright next May. Setting out their proposals, the party claimed the European Court had developed mission creep. The Justice Secretary, Chris Grayling, said a long-standing disagreement over whether prisoners should be given the right to vote proved it. Mr. Grayling said examples like this proved a new arrangement with Strasbourg was essential.
The problem is that what we have in the European Court of Human Rights in Strasbourg is a legal blank check to interpret and reinterpret and reinterpret the original convention into newer and newer areas, a long way away from the intentions of its creators, a long way away from the wishes of our parliament and our country, and at the moment we can do nothing about it.
The Conservatives said rulings of the European Court would merely be advisory. In other words, they could be ignored, and if necessary, the UK would withdraw from its jurisdiction. Instead, there would be a new British Bill of Rights and Responsibilities. But the plans have been strongly criticised, including by senior Conservatives. The former Attorney General, Dominic Grieve, and Chris Grayling's predecessor as Justice Secretary, Ken Clark, said the idea was misguided.
To be fair to Chris, he isn't proposing to take any rights away. He's proposing to reenact all these rights. He just wants the liberty not to have to apply them in a particular case where the minister feels very strongly that the decision is wrong. That is not a good enough reason for attacking one of the fundamental underlying principles of liberal democratic values.
The political motivation for change for the Conservatives is clear. It shoots UKIP's fox. But the UKIP leader, Nigel Farage, said the promise was meaningless without leaving the European Union.
They use the language that sounds a bit like UKIP, you know, sort of UKIP light. And in doing that, they very much hope that everybody will then vote for them and not for us. Until you see in the small print the word advisory. If it's advisory, frankly, it isn't worth a light.
There is disagreement on the precise implications for the UK's membership of the EU, but there's no disagreement on how big a change this would represent, politically, diplomatically, and legally.